The Locals Only Podcast with Gavin Glass, bringing you the best new Irish talent every week from Radio Nova and Nova.ie.
My regular listeners will know Sun Machine, Come Alive, Leave the City. I played it nearly every week for about 2 months. But the boys are here. I've never met them. I know feck all about them. Lads, you are very welcome.
That's good to be here. Thanks.
Yes, yes. Some of us were enjoying ourselves this weekend, going on the aroma that's in this room. There's definitely a nice vibe of of good times.
The grass is fresh.
Someone sent me in the last single, and I absolutely loved it. It was done. That was done by Dan down in Darklands, wasn't it? Yeah, sounds great. Tell me a little bit about yourselves, boys. Let's pretend we're doing a job interview here.
Oh God!
And I'm handing out record deals.
Want me to give me a job, then?
Nathan,
we've been together. Well, the band itself started off as a band. Well, it was a bedroom project beforehand, which I'd started in around 2014
on your own. Was it just writing songs?
Just had a little home studio, so I just kind of put a couple of EPs out that way, and then eventually, along the way, then I started advertising for musicians. I knew Dave, our drummer, like I've known him for a good 20 years now, so he was the first to come on board, and we've had I don't know.
That's Dave.
Dave Murray. Our drummer,
Well, can I tell you a little story about Dave Murray? I used to work with Dave's dad. My old life, before I was a musician, I was an insurance person, which is most people find very hard to believe. And John was a colleague of mine, and his brother is a great photographer as well.
Yeah.
And for years, John has always kept in touch with me on Facebook, which he was a great man. He is a great man.
Yeah.
But anything that the two sons did, anything artistically, he would always send me links. And I just think that's really beautiful, the way he's so proud of them. And so if you're listening, John Murray, finally we have the boys on the radio. And most of the time, I was feckin' ignoring them. It was only when I clicked, I went, holy shit, this is...
Yeah,
it's the same band. This is great. So I don't know where I was going with that, anyway. But
he's great for you. Like I'm friends with him on Facebook too. So he fires on a lot of other like music related stuff.
Yeah,
as well,
no, he's a great man.
Stuff.
Yeah,
no, he is.
Sorry for cutting you on your flow there, dude.
So Dave came on board, and then I think overall for the lifespan of the band we've had about 10 members.
Right.
This is probably the most stable lineup. Me and Dave have been since it became a band. Have been in it from the start,
right,
and then along the way, then Ian, Ryan, and Darren, who are all here today, kind of come along.
And how did you all meet up? Did you meet like the usual most rock and roll bands? Did you meet in bars, or was it
Hot Press Ads?
Bars.ie, right? Wow.
So that was we had one other guitar player, Graham. So me, Dave, and Graham were in a band years ago. He was on board for a little while as well in the band. So, but yeah, I mean, with the three lads here, it was all boards.ie.
Wow, yeah, it's mad. I've never thought that. I mean, that's how they used to do it back in my day. But it wasn't boards, it was leaving ads up in guitar shops. But anyway, look, enough of the yak, and let's get down to a bit of business. What are you going to play for me?
This song is called Shine Your Light, and it's from our last EP, Drones That Don't Kill.
This is Sun Machine making their live Nova debut, and I'm delighted to have them because I have a lot of hope for this band. In your own time, boys. We'll Yeah, if you just join us, we are joined by Sun Machine for a live session and a bit of a chat. So that's from your first EP, was it?
Yeah, the last one, that would have been our third.
And when, three EPs?
Yeah, well, it's the third, I guess the first is a full band.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
And how come no album? Is the album dead, do you think, Nathan?
No, it's an album on the way.
Album on the way, super. Summer. And was that done with Dan as well?
That was done with Dan.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And what was he like to work with? I mean, for those who don't know Dan, Doherty, Dan and Darklands, he did the first few of the Fontaines.
Yeah.
He worked with a lot of great hip hop acts as well. Mm-hmm. What was he like to work with as a producer?
Brilliant.
It's like having another member of the band.
Yeah.
Like, he's just absolutely sound.
That's how it should be, I think, with a producer.
Like,
you know?
He didn't interfere too much in what we were doing, but if he felt maybe a song was kind of.
He knew when to pull back, like, yeah.
But overall,
and you could trust him to, you know, and exactly, take that advice, yeah.
Yeah, it was a really chilled out process, the whole thing. Great guy to work with, you know.
Yeah.
So that's why we did the first EP with him as a band, and then it was just like, well, it was a no-brainer.
Makes
for
sense,
the album,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
So. He knows exactly what we're going for, really.
Yeah,
yeah, he does. He gets that garage rock and roll sound down so well, you know. He's
open to experimentation as well. Like, so the
Wham
copycat.
Yeah, we had a tape reverb thing going on. We were like,
yeah, a bit like what you were saying with Kevin Shields before.
Yeah, we were warbling and letting itself oscillate.
Yeah, it was brilliant.
He had a
hands
on the album.
All that noise, like stuff like that on records, for me, I always find that infinitely more interesting than listening to some fella playing blues guitar licks, you know what I mean?
Oh, 100%.
My ear is always way more drawn to the, you know, feedback and unusual sounds, which I'm actually just going to dive right in and play Come Alive, Leave the City, because it's full of that. Even that intro of feedback is just beautiful. Do you want to introduce this?
This is Come Alive, Leave the City by Sun Machine.
Come on, this is Radio Nova 087 18 18 100. Do get in touch. If there's anything that I can pull out of my Irish music sack, let me know and I'll try and get on to you before 8 o'clock. Come get it.
Oh,
Yeah, Sun Machine, Come Alive, Leave This City, an absolute face-melting banger. So what is next for the band, lads? What is, have we gigs? How's the summer shaping up?
Yeah, we've well, we've a busy week, the week coming. We've 3 gigs next week. We're supporting V98 in Whelans on Friday.
Oh, cool. I have them on my playlist for later on today.
Yeah. Then we're in the Button Factory.
Who are V98 as a matter of interest? I don't know anything about them either, just other than the music that's been sent in.
Being honest, now they got in contact with me a couple of weeks back, so right. I don't know much. Like, okay. I'm listening to their stuff, which is really good, but
yeah.
I didn't know much about them before then. But
I think they recorded it down as well.
Oh, they did. Actually, that was, okay. Sorry, yeah. That was the connection. Sorry, I forgot.
Okay. But they are a new band, aren't they?
They are a new band, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So 3 gigs, where are you playing?
So we're Whelans Friday with V98, then we're in the Button Factory on Saturday with a friend of mine. He's coming over from Scotland with he has an Oasis tribute band. So he asked me like a few last year if we'd do
right, okay. Ah, yeah.
Like, yeah, sure.
That's a piss up by the sounds of things.
And then we're headlining the Workman's Club then on the Sunday.
Amazing. So, well, that's 2 good warm-up gigs to get you in the mood.
And then we're in the Button Factory then the following Friday for the Little Things charity album.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. And what about Picnic? Any festivals coming up? Anything like that?
It's not 100% confirmed yet for us, but we're hoping Electric Picnic and Independence as well.
Great. Will you play one more song before you leave me?
We'll play for you. It's going to be our next single, which is out at the end of this month.
Oh, great.
Which is called This Girl I Know.
And when is the album coming out, Nathan?
We haven't scheduled a date yet, but I would imagine.
Are we mixed? Have we mixed it? And it's
mixed, mastered. We're going to put one more single out, and then we'll probably.
Cool. Are you going to do a vinyl or?
Fingers crossed. Hopefully.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. Well, I might be able to help you out there with the Dublin vinyl, lads. Give me a shout.
Oh, brilliant.
All right. So in your own time, Sun Machine. Thank you so much for being our guest this week.
Thanks,
I know I'm a fan of this band. Keep sending me in the music.
Cheers.
There's this girl I know, and she's always blue. The sadness in her eyes is enough for two. And everything she does never feels enough. And getting out of bed keeps on getting tough. Why do you look so sad? Give us a smile, give us a smile. But no one understands what's on your mind, on your mind.
That is Sun Machine. And if you're going to look for that band on the old interwebs, it's Sun, as in S-U-N, and then M-A-H-S-H-E-N-E. M-A-H-S-H-E-N-E. So, yeah, if you want to find iTunes or the band's social media. Lads, thank you so much for joining me.
Cheers.
And keep sending me the music. I can't wait for this album.
That's it for this week's Locals Only podcast. Join us next week for more. And, of course, catch the show Sunday evenings from 6 on Radio Nova.
The Locals Only podcast with Gavin Glass. Seriously addictive podcasting from Nova.ie and Radio Nova. Radio Nova.